from the Triple M Studios.
Wait for it.
This is the Marty Shigold Show.
Here we go.
G'day, Shigsy.
Oh, it's like slipping into an old pair of slippers, isn't it?
I wasn't sure where you were heading.
Better wake off.
I wasn't sure where you were heading.
Right, you're still on hold,
though.
It is lovely slipping into an old pair of slippers.
So comfortable, just like the Marty Shigold Show.
I've always said they should make slippers out of Labrador's ears.
Yeah, you have said that.
Is anything more comfortable than a Labrador's ear?
Oh, yeah, right. My dog's ears are a bit stiff.
Yeah. Well, some dogs' ears are stiff.
Yes.
But Labrador's ears have a quality to them.
Doughy.
Velvety. Yeah. Like a little clutch.
Yeah, cute.
You're having a night out and you grab your Labrador ear.
All I can think of is the farming and slaughtering of Labradors.
Yeah. Oh. What? Welcome to Shark Fin Soup.
Yep.
Oh, yes.
I don't want that for Labradors.
You don't want guys standing down at the kennels, whipping ears off and throwing them back out into the paddock?
No.
No, thanks.
Anyway, welcome back.
Yes, this is the podcast.
Yes,
the Marty Shigold Show.
Yes,
and you can always get in touch with us through Insta.
Yes.
I'm sure we've had a ton of messages in our absence, Will.
We did. It was an avalanche. From Natalie, thanks for listening.
Your leg's okay?
Yeah, of course.
Don't start this again.
Oh, we've missed those.
Nothing will ever make me laugh like that first time. See, I look very skinny today, I'm sorry.
Your legs are looking really skinny.
I've done a lot
of
walking.
Are you eating enough?
I'm doing Step-tember.
Are you shredding?
I've averaging 10,000 steps a day this
month. I've got almost catching me.
Yeah.
Almost. I need another 10.
Yeah.
Are you putting your summer body together?
Oh, it's hard without gyms.
I'm just letting you know I'm having this summer off.
You had winter off and spring.
I'm aiming for 2022 summer.
Yeah, great. From Natalie, who's listening in a central Queensland coal mine.
Oh, God.
Thank you, Natalie.
How awful. We're
getting listeners from all over the globe, including Gwyn from Northern Ireland.
Oh, yeah. What's Gwyn reckon?
I said, how'd you get into the show, Gwyn? Went to Australia for 3 months back in 2003 been hooked on all things Australian since.
Gee.
Listened to the M's for years and always listened to the breakfast show via podcast on the morning commute.
Mm.
And this is back in many
the
incarnations.
Cage days,
yeah.
2003.
Loved Marty's work on Have You Been Paying Attention, so kept listening when the show changed. Very different show, less focus on footy, but the team works so well. Love Lauren, although I do miss Rosie. Well,
Rosie's still here.
But not in Northern Ireland.
But you can stream the workday.
If you want to stream the workday, Gwyn, you'll hear plenty of Rosie. We all love Rosie here as well.
Yes, we do.
From Tony, morning Mexicans from the Gold Coast. Mm. Sunday morning, I'm listening to Friday's podcast. In reference to your tip on Barcelona, of course, race one at Caulfield over the weekend, which I did bet on.
Oh, I forgot about that.
Came in ninth.
Did it?
Yeah. My comment is, I feel you need to look at the rest of the field in the race. The race was won by one of Marty's favourite pastimes, Dirty Thoughts, paying $6.50.
Paying $6.50.
So each way would have been a nice collect. Speaking of horses, from Pico's photos, Loz is up again, Cranbourne Race 3.
Really?
Today?
Caliper ran again on the weekend.
This message was
from
How did she do?
$3.10 favourite, came fourth.
Oh,
you would have done your dough again.
Yeah.
Caliper continues to let us down, unfortunately.
Calipers
might end up in the glue factory.
No, not my caliper. She's going to breed.
The Labrador.
She's going to breed, isn't she?
I don't know.
They breed in fourth place with us.
Shut up, Troy.
I didn't say anything.
Not everything has
It's all right.
I continue. From Tom, this is a snack recommendation that he's got for you. Because
how lovely.
It stems from the time you had the two chips. And what did you have in the middle?
A pretzel.
I had a chocolate cup. Yeah. I was only talking about those pretzels again today.
Now, I watched Tom's photo that he sent through saying, I can't watch it again. I should have screenshot it at the time. Mm-hmm. Hey, Shiglet, try this one. I know you love the crimpies.
Yeah.
This is more sheer God level.
Okay.
I think that's what he was going for a pun.
All right.
This could be only made better if DC had made the crimpy sandwich. Mm. And what he's done is put two
chicken
crimpy shapes with pâté in the middle.
That
delicious.
Is
very creative.
Very clever.
Tom
pâté
says,
on anything.
Duck pâté?
Yes, duck pâté. Best served with a wine and club sandwich, says Tom. Mm. And finally from Luke.
Glass
this is
a red and a wank.
Just to clear things up.
Same now?
we are back from holidays.
Are we bleeping the W word?
Whiskey Alpha November Kilo.
I love it when you do that. It's just a great little party trick knowing that.
Yeah.
What's that called?
Phonetic. Phonetic language.
Yeah. Phonetic.
Yeah.
Phonetic alphabet.
Alphabet, rather. Yes.
Foxtrot uniform.
What's T?
Tango.
Yeah. Of course.
Mm.
X.
X-ray.
Oh, that's good.
I remember it from the bill.
Do you say niner or just nine?
Annie's November.
Oh, it's November. Yeah. What do they say niner?
Romeo.
Gosh, course. You're good, Troy.
Do they say niner in like in planes or
sometimes,
something?
Yeah, but it's I think that's something else.
Yeah. Mm. And finally from Luke, this is very controversial. G'day, Chode, Pots and Pans, the spoiler and former Nova employees.
That covers actually, a lot of us.
Pretty much as both.
Yeah, that covers a lot of us.
We get a lot of good messages from a lot of Luke's. Mm. Some of the best content. Been loving the show since day one. Have never missed an ep. Thanks, Luke.
Oh, wow. Well done,
just
Luke.
Thought I'd alert you to a New Zealand drive show who, as it would appear, have copied one of your best games yet.
Have they?
This could be worth another podcast worthy, ergo shit. What are the chances? But if I see them playing Spotify for a white guy or Cinemasaurus, something is definitely up. Love your work, guys. Never stop. Now, here is one of the grabs where they introduce the game they were playing.
All right, here it is.
And I thought we could play a fun game this afternoon called Can You Tell Me the Rude Word That This Number Plate Makes Up?
It's private plates. And here's how it goes.
The next one is F71.
Okay.
A-R-T.
A-R-T.
Just fart?
Yeah.
It is fart.
Mm. That's much better when Matt hosts it.
Yeah, I know.
These people are called Bree and Clint.
Oh, we know of Bree and Clint.
ZM.
I do.
Well, we don't know
them personally.
Well,
we used to talk about them last year or the year before, whenever we were. Bree and Clint. What?
it doesn't matter.
No, I can't remember why
we borrowed a game from them with consent.
That's right. We consented. What game was that?
That was the Brewing Instagram Quant. Followers game, I think.
Oh, just picking how many. That was a good game.
I think that's what it was.
Oh, so you got history with these guys.
Well, not really.
No. Bree and Clont. I've seen Bree on Facebook.
And when they started this game?
Not sure. But
it's always nice to be asked.
They'll be loving the coverage they're getting on this national podcast.
Well, no one's going to hear.
You should always ask if you think about it, you know. Want to do a game of ours? You just ask. We'll say yes.
Or go f*** yourself. I couldn't care less either way.
Got anything else? No. Will's just giving me the wine of horror. Let's get into it. The Marty Sheargold Show starts now here at Triple M.
The Marty Sheargold Show.
We are back. Well, sort of.
Oh, we are.
Everyone's flapping in here this morning.
Oh, my goodness.
What happens? Oh, my God. You just have those little, we've had a week off, come back in the studio and nothing's ready to go, Dave.
No, that's right. The printers aren't working.
No.
Everything's different in the studio.
Matthew's just bought me my sunglasses when I need my spectacles. Matthew, not the Tommy Hilfigers.
Not the Tommies.
Oh, did he get both?
Yeah, I got both.
Couple of options for you.
A couple of options. How was everyone's week off, Troy?
It was lovely.
Were you part of the Murdoch riots or did you stay at home?
No, I stayed at home, safe and sound. I still got up at 5 o'clock in the morning every day, pretty much.
Gee willy winkers, Murdochs have got a lot to answer to, haven't they?
There's a bit going on, wasn't there?
Funny old mob.
Mm.
People are very reluctant to discuss the influence of the Murdochs in this country.
Yes.
And I'm slightly compromised, having worked for Lachlan for 10 years.
Yes, you did.
Gee willy winkers, what is going on in Melbourne?
There's a
what
bit of a mess.
What a week to have off.
My God.
The earthquake, too.
The earthquake, guys.
Hello.
I know.
I didn't tell Ange because we were right in the middle of a session.
Oh, my God.
She doesn't even know about the earthquake.
She missed the whole thing.
She just thinks it's me.
I said in our WhatsApp. she thought it was just her world quaking.
Yeah. That's right. It's this new move of yours, Marty.
She winked at me, though, which is always a good sign. I was like, yeah. You know it.
5.9.
Quake time. Matthew, any updates you from your week off? You're flapping around like a maniac.
Yeah, sorry about
You're
that.
You're bringing me down.
Okay, sorry. Fully vaxxed.
Oh, well done.
Well done.
Yay.
Not an anti-vaxxer.
That's so annoying that it's before me and Will when he took so long to get his first vax.
Yeah.
What'd you go for?
Which one? The vaccine?
Yeah.
Pfizer.
You're a Pfizer guy.
Me and Will got AstraZeneca. We're trying to single-handedly save humanity and now everyone's vaxxed before us.
You must be close,
Yeah, you must be. Really
I've moved forward to today. Oh, I got my second one today.
I do.
Today. Oh, all set.
I'm still not till almost the end of October.
It's not a race, guys.
Because I'm keeping with the original medical advice.
Sure.
Which was 12 weeks.
10 to 12.
How are you, Alex?
Hey, I'm pretty good, thank you.
Any updates from your week off?
No, I had a pretty quiet week, watched a lot of good TV.
Yeah.
Did some Elwood Beach walks, you know.
Nice.
Shaking it up with the radius.
Yeah, good, good. Well done.
Thank you.
DC! He didn't have a week off because he's the hardest working bloke in Australia.
He's committed.
Busiest fingers in the biz.
Yeah.
Those fingers need a week off.
Need a rest.
I really do.
On ice. On a
banana lamp. You can overdo your fingers. How are you, William?
I'm really well.
A lot of sport for us to enjoy over the break, including the GF.
Oh, it was a big week off for me.
We'll talk about that through the morning, but first. Yes. Great comeback.
Amazing.
Good start after a week off.
Great comeback.
Yes.
Top six at six, just those little sort of headlines to help you get through the day. Busy week off. Are we just doing a top six at six from today, or are we doing a retrospective?
I think it's just from...
It's mainly from today.
Here we go.
Over the weekend.
Number one, Elon Musk and Grimes break up after 3 years together, but remain on good terms and continue to co-parent their one-year-old son.
Oh, God.
X-A-E-A-X 12.
I think it's... Like Asher or something like that.
That poor kid.
I know. So I saw a TikTok the other day. Someone called them suggested password, baby suggested password, which I thought was very funny.
That's good. It's not bad enough your dad's Elon Musk and your mum's Grimes.
Yeah.
I mean, you got that night. In what world are those two people ever coming together?
Oh, yeah.
What sort of music does Grimes make?
Strange? I'm not sure. I don't
know. Is it
traffic beats?
No, it's not hip hop, I don't think.
I don't know what Grimes
Maybe we'll try and get some for Little Birdie.
Yeah, good idea. Number two, Prince Andrew accepts he's been served with sexual assault lawsuit. Well,
accepted it again.
I think we all knew.
Been running away from it for a while, hasn't he? The serving of the papers.
Poor old Andrew, he's finally had to accept that he may be in serious trouble for inappropriate behaviour with an underage, girl. How old was that girl? 16,
at the time,
maybe
I think
16,
so.
17, yeah.
She's 38 now.
Was she an Aussie? Or have I just made that up?
Yeah,
I thought she was.
Yeah.
Number three, Tom Cruise will have to continue working with his co-star Hayley Atwell as finishing touches are put on Mission Impossible 7 amid claims the couple have split.
That's going to be tricky, working together.
I didn't even know they were a couple.
No, neither did I.
I think they were at the tennis together, or one of them.
Oh, when Tom got up and just gave it a bit of, hey, England.
Yes.
You're right, I can't believe I'm here either.
Yes,
pulling
it's me.
Focus. It is me.
I know, made it all about him.
Put your manners back in.
I'm shorter than you thought I am.
He went to Wimbledon and Euro, back to back.
Yeah.
That's right, he did the back to back.
Wasn't he at Wimbledon in a suit?
It was like a three-piece suit. Someone else did the back-to-back.
Kate Middleton.
I think Beckham, maybe.
It's a big back-to-back.
Yeah.
Wimbledon and then the FA Cup final.
Euro.
Euro.
All right, settle down, mate. No one cares about soccer. Number four, as Gabby Petito's family prepared for her funeral, a woman who knows Brian Laundrie well says the friendless missing man is on his own in the wilderness.
This story...
It's gripped us, hasn't it?
Mm.
Yep.
Why do you think it's gripped us? Is it a van life gone wrong scenario and everyone's like, see, van life people suck?
Because I think they're just showing what can go terribly wrong with it. It's not all Instagram and blogs and all this. It's
because when the van life couples break up, obviously not in the way that this has unfolded, everyone's quite happy when two beautiful people who just constantly post photos of sunsets in Byron Bay go their separate ways. You go, great.
Life still makes sense.
Yeah.
Yes.
At least I'm
glad they're unhappy. Finally. Isn't that how you react to it?
No.
Oh.
Like the rest of us.
Is it just me?
No, I feel that way.
Thank you. Final. Some support. Number five, a pair of suspected coronavirus deniers have been charged for allegedly attacking women having a picnic with their kids in Melbourne's East. I saw this story over the week.
Ridiculous situation.
Unbelievable.
Awful.
Didn't they set the dog on one
of
the ladies?
Yes, apparently, allegedly.
Unbelievable. God, Melbourne is in such a strange place at the moment.
It's very odd.
We're so divided.
It's because we're all so fatigued by it, I think.
We're fatigued by it, and the press, the media is just relentless.
Mm. Yeah.
Everyone's over it.
We're not being allowed to settle. We're constantly being agitated. Mm-hmm. Whether it's Tim Smith for the LNP, you know, Dim Tim and his crew of turds. Whether it's the leader of the opposition.
It's just so
blocking
much...
everyone who's ever made a comment on Twitter.
Division.
The Herald Sun.
Yeah.
I mean, I know they probably spend money here and probably spend a lot of money here over the years. But they've got a lot of responsibility in the way that Melbourne's feeling about itself at the moment.
15 seconds.
Well, I've got a lot more on that topic,
which I won't be
mentioning for the purposes of sales.
Pick Marty.
Kyle Sandilands and Macy Gray unmasked on last night's episode of The Masked Singer.
Top 6 at 6.
Plates.
Private plates time.
Matt's just rattled me with some...
Industry goss. We're not bringing it on air. That's bad.
Why not? Is it beneath the glass ceiling sort of stuff?
No.
I always miss that stuff. It's always just before the mics come on. I've got my headphones on.
Well, I always miss that stuff generally, but I know everything that goes on in this business.
Yeah, you do.
You can't surprise me.
No.
You couldn't tell me so-and-so had done this. One, I'd already know, and two, I wouldn't care and would have done worse.
You're the oracle.
Right. I'm one of them. Private plates.
All right, let's get into private plates. This is going to get your head into gear from Monday morning.
I saw a private plate on my week off that I couldn't work out.
Oh.
What was it?
It was a collection of letters and numbers, and I was like, and then it started to pull away from me. I was like, no.
Like Elon Musk's kid's name.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
This is the game where Matthew just runs through some letters and numbers.
Yep, some personalised number plates.
Yeah, some personalised number plates.
We've got to work out what they are, what
and
it means.
All of us play, which I like.
I got brain fog today. I'm going to have an absolute shocker.
First day after a break.
Yes,
you can surprise yourself on days like
this. You can.
This could be messy.
Just a reminder, there was a draw last time we played this last Monday that we played it.
That's right.
Marty and Will.
Yes. Marty, you did very well.
Now, also remind me what the rules are now, because I believe there was a rule change.
The Auskick rule, we scrapped it.
Yeah, we did.
Two questions in.
So what are the rules now?
I read them out, you shout them out.
Yeah.
Great.
Free for all.
Free for all. Let's go.
Right, let's go.
First one for Monday morning. G-U-10-T-A-G.
Guilty.
Nope.
Oh. Am I done then?
Yep.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So. What is it?
G-U-10-T-A-G.
I didn't even listen before. That's why I said guilty. I just heard the G.
No,
you're talking
I don't
a lot now, though.
Sorry. Guio tag.
This is what happens when I'm not allowed to have another turn.
Here we go. I'm going to give it one more time. I'm going to read it differently.
Yes.
Okay. Can I then have another go?
No. G-U-10-T-A-G.
Gun tag. No.
Glue?
No, not glue.
Guten Tag.
Yes!
Oh.
We all got it.
Guten Tag.
Good morning in German.
Oh, Matt.
Yeah, thank you too.
I was honestly about to say gluten.
Yeah.
It's because he speaks German. None of us speak German.
I promise it's the only German one in here.
He loves the Germans. Yeah, right.
Let's
one.
Push on. Next one. TSN4M1.
Again?
T.S.
Tsunami.
Oh, you're on fire today, William.
Tsunami.
Tsunami, that's a good one.
The fog is clearing.
The next one, Will wins if he gets it.
He gets it.
Well, that's usually what happens.
Yeah. I might as well just play this.
You're all done?
No.
Okay. Third one. C-R-E-8-I-V.
Creative.
Give us a chance!
He wins!
Yep.
Marty Shugold, now on Triple M.
I wake up with
Marty.
6:32. If you'd like to be a part of this, all you have to do is register your details at martyshugoldshow.com.au. Leave us your phone number so we can call you back.
Yes, otherwise you're just saying g'day.
That's right.
And we can't help you. We're still giving away. We were going to tweak this over the break, but we've sort of moved away from that. We're going to stick with the plan.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Netflix and Chill Pack.
We're giving you a mini projector to make your movies, throw them onto the wall.
That's right.
And, of course, we're paying for Netflix for the rest of the year.
Mm, yeah, which is great.
I mean, that's got to be worth...
The rest of the year for a year?
$30, $40, Matthew.
$50, I think.
Is it?
Yeah.
You sure we've got that in the account? It feels really low level, that price. But anyway, that's an off-air chat. It's the Marty Sheargold Show Netflix and Chill Pack. All you have to do is answer your phone within four rings and say, I wake up with Marty.
Let's see if Bill in Bacchus Marsh... does it?
Come on, Bill.
All right.
Let's start this little section of work off the way that we mean to continue. This is not a good...
Hello?
Bill, it's Marty Sheargold from the Marty Sheargold Show. You're supposed to say, I wake up with Marty.
Oh.
Bill?
It's not how I wanted to start.
Oh dear, that's
with Bill just hanging up his phone in my face.
What's that? That's a message.
It's a little bit rude from Bill.
I reckon
Bill,
it is.
Blacklist
wasn't it?
Him. What's on
the back page? Ba-ba-da-ba. The summer of cricket has arrived early as the Aussie women take on India. You can catch the action live and ad free on KO. You can sign up at kosports.com.au.
We love KO.
We do.
KS.
Thanks for being on board.
Wow.
The wide
always
world of work.
Great to have KO on
board.
Sure is.
Absolutely.
I missed KO.
Yeah, I missed KO as well.
I missed the wide world of Will.
Yes.
Thank you, Troy.
What's happening in the world of sport, Will? Anything on the weekend?
A couple of things. By the numbers, the 57-year drought for Melbourne's 13th VFL AFL Premiership has ended, of course, with a wonderful victory over the Western Bulldogs. For three quarters, it looked like we're on track for one of the all-time classics.
Mm.
It was a gripping game of footy that
really
ended up
blowing
out to 74 points. So when Marcus Bontempelli kicked his third goal 12 minutes into the third quarter, it looked like he had one hand on a norm, one hand on a cup.
I know. The Bond.
From that point onwards, from the 16-minute mark of the third quarter, Melbourne kicked 16-4-100 to the Bulldogs 1-1-7.
It
was an absolute tsunami.
Melbourne midfield just dominated.
Yeah. It was good fun to watch. 22 seconds at the end of the third quarter, between 47 and 17 seconds remaining in the quarter. Petrarca, Sparrow and Oliver blew the game open with three goals in a stunning passage of
four-minute window. Just bang, bang, bang.
22 seconds, and it was all it took to turn the game. Christian Petrarca, of course, 39 disposals, an equal record on grand final day. Two goals, a very clear and deserving winner of the Norm Smith medal. Mm. Bailey Fritch would consider himself pretty unlucky.
What, kicking six in a GF?
The first in this century to kick six in a GF. He was unanimously decided as the second best player on the ground, which is probably fair enough.
Did you see who Petrarca... broke who his record? He broke Simon Black's record.
2003.
I remember that.
It was a draw in the end.
It was a draw, wasn't it?
They took one off him.
I remember that Simon Black performance.
Yeah.
It was just Petrarca-like.
It really was. Yeah, Petrarca's performance, you'd say, is just about one of the best grand final performances of all time.
Yep.
It's hard to argue.
Mm-hmm.
The 2021 Premiership cheese boards are also available on the Melbourne website if you're interested. If you're
is that a joke?
No, you can get it for
$110. $110.
Oh, it's just the board. There's no cheese on it.
Only,
you're only interested in the cheese.
Only the Melbourne Football Club could charge $110 for a cheese board.
Yeah. I want to buy one.
Yeah, you should.
I think I genuinely want one.
They're nearly sold out.
Right.
Jump on.
That's
3.91 million viewers nationally, the number one program of 2021. So it's up to 2% from last year and 33% on 2019.
Wow. 33% on 2019, which was prior to lockdown.
Yeah.
Yes, that's the last non-COVID grand final. It's worth mentioning the Giants were involved, so a little supporter base, which would probably contribute, but a lot of viewership for this grand final, which is great to see. It's the fifth biggest ever and the biggest since 2016.
Fifth biggest ever? I'm surprised. Yeah. I thought it would be higher than that.
Still massive.
No, it's
and it doesn't
monumental.
Take into account streaming numbers. So nearly 200,000 people were on 7 Plus, which is up 211% year on year. The way of the future.
That is the way of the future, mate. Well observed.
In more disappointing news for the Melbourne Storm, their unbelievable season set the record for consecutive wins on the trot.
Had a shocker.
Brought to the end by Penrith on Saturday, lost 10-6 and really couldn't fire a shot when they were going forward.
No, awful completion rate, 16 errors. They just looked terrible.
Very disappointing. Of course, they lose Josh Adokar, Dale Finucane and Nicho Hynes next year, so they're going to have to fill some gaps there. But
Finucane's a big loss.
They're a good
Josh
team.
Adokar. Where's he going?
He's off to the Bulldogs.
See ya.
Won't be on our show.
Josh Addo, nah.
The grand final between Penrith and South Sydney will take place this Sunday in Brisbane. And in the UFC, Aussie Alexander Volkanovski has won his highly anticipated bout against
the vacuum
Brian
cleaner.
Ortega. Yes.
The Vulcan. The wall heater.
With his 20th consecutive win and his 10th consecutive win in the UFC, he retained his featherweight title. Mm. It's been described as one of the fights of the year, one of the best rounds of all time, the third round by
UFC.
Commentators. Conor McGregor had a fun tweet.
Yeah, we'll talk about it later. What did he say? Oh, yeah, read it out.
Do we need an accent? I'd kick this Volkovsky head off like it was a rugby ball I was kicking. 5'4" and full of muscle. Ha ha ha, little fart he is. Not even a little fart. A shart. Ha ha ha, jackass. Not a bad fight. Congrats, Shartsy.
What?
He's made a reference to the Men at Work song Down Under there as well. Yeah. 5'4" and full of muscle.
Which is his music he walks out to.
So there's a bit going on there for Connor. He obviously got someone else to tweet that, because I wouldn't imagine he could put two words together. Connor.
Erratic. It's a lot going on in a little
drunk
tweet.
Irish thug.
He'd had a pint of Guinness.
Thank you, Will. 6:42. More sport coming up. Mark Howard is going to be with us.
Mark Howard's joining the show Mondays and Fridays, so this will be great fun.
The Marty Sheargold Show. Triple M.
This story in front of me is one of the craziest stories I've ever seen. And I've seen some crazy stories. Mm. And I'm including Peter Credlin in that.
Yes, fair enough.
And anything Andrew Bolt's ever written.
Yeah.
How did this get political?
I know.
Everything can.
Just everything wait till can. You hear what this story is.
A man ejaculated.
That's a
medical term. It's a medical term.
Before seven.
Yeah.
Out of his anus. Okay. And urinated feces. After developing a rare condition, this is a frightening stat, that affects around 5 in 1 million people. That means that there's 20 blokes wandering around Oz that have gone through this.
More than that. Five times 20. It's 100 blokes.
Is it?
That's a lot. That is a lot of embarrassing bodies. That sounds a bit like Drop the Needle, doesn't it?
I've never met anyone that does that.
Maybe they don't tell you that.
Maybe you have.
But would you tell anybody that?
I'd tell close friends if I was in here out of my
bum. Please don't tell us.
You tell us.
No, I don't want to know.
You don't want to know?
No.
All right, then block your ears, because I've got something to tell you. This story's about me. This bloke's a 33-year-old guy from Texas. He ignored the symptoms for 2 years.
What?
2 years he's wandering around carrying on like this before deciding to seek medical help due to suffering testicle pain for 5 days.
Uh-huh. Oh, that was the bit that tipped him over the edge.
Yeah, he's like, God, me cags are aching.
But 5 days, surely. I mean, 5 minutes for me and I'd be in to see someone.
Well, you've shown me after less than five. Have a look at these. What do you think? I think they're wonderful. What's the problem?
Something I've worked on myself.
There's absolutely no problem. I just wanted to show you my cags. He told doctors he'd passed a substantial amount of fluids from his anus over the last couple of years.
Oh, wow.
He also complained of fecaluria, the presence of fecal matter in the urine.
DC, are you hearing this?
What is this? He's hearing it.
It's his job.
Don't unhear this. Doctors discovered he had an abnormal connection between his prostate and his rectum. I think we've all had that.
Oh, my God.
That was causing his fluids to come out of an unexpected orifice. I read that as an unexpected office.
Less it wasn't his ears.
Unexpected office.
Just in a meeting room.
Anywhere in the CBD.
Stand by to...
It's all just a little bit of history.
On this day. Boom.
September 27 today.
Well, and for people playing at home, I'm doing a walking tour of Mexico City today.
What do you like about
it's going
so
well.
Is it all right?
The architecture's taken me by surprise.
Yeah.
They love a church, the Mexicans.
About 20 or 30 million people who live there. It's quite busy.
Is it really? It looks busy on the screen.
Quite busy. Just traffic jams.
Imagine 20 million people in the city that you live in.
Yeah.
Why is everyone pointing at Will?
Will's mic's not on.
Oh, Will's mic's not on.
Is that a problem?
Oh, there you go.
Was that on purpose? Sorry.
Anything to contribute, Will?
No, not now.
Oh,
no.
Gee.
Sorry,
today,
Will.
Guys.
Some of your best work, I'm sure.
September 27 is World Tourism Day.
So where the bloody hell are you?
At home.
Lara.
She turned that into a career.
She did.
Never been heard of before that.
Was that Scott Morrison's idea?
ScoMo.
Yeah.
Where the bloody hell are you? I read an interesting article about ScoMo on the weekend, and I don't want to bang on about the Murdoch press. But this whole concoction of him being a Sutherland Shire guy is just an absolute made-up fabrication.
Is that right?
Yeah, he was a Bronte bloke.
Oh,
right,
near
the Shire.
Man of the people is trying to present himself as.
Yeah. A couple of interesting articles about the bloke who was down in the Shire that ended his career.
Yeah.
And then they just rolled ScoMo in there.
Interesting. He must have been doing some deep diving over the weekend.
I didn't have much to do, mate. I didn't have much to do.
It's very dangerous when Marty has this much time.
I'm learning.
Researching.
1825, George Stephenson's locomotion number one becomes the first steam locomotive to carry passengers on a public rail line.
Oh.
Isn't that fun? 1825 would have been a big day. Platform one. 1908, Henry Ford's first Model T automobile leaves the plant in Detroit.
08.
Jeez, it's not long ago, is it, really, when you think about it? Think about the advances in that particular part of the world. People driving around now in Teslas.
Yeah, very quick progression.
No emissions whatsoever.
It was Ford's first car, wasn't it?
The Model T, And then you think about North Korea driving around in little steam cars. Little bits of twigs and stuff that they find by the side of the road to shove in the little fire bit.
We've done a tour through North Korea today, haven't we, this
year? One of those. Funny old mob, the North Koreans. Yeah,
there's no COVID there.
You wouldn't know, would you? There's no COVID here.
No.
All right. No one said there was.
No.
1954, The Tonight Show first premieres on NBC, hosted by Steve Allen.
Of the world, Times Square is NBC's Hudson Theater. That's where we're taking you now, tonight and every night. Now to meet the star of our show, Steve Allen.
Steve would have been king of the world, wouldn't he?
Oh, yeah.
You wouldn't even know his name now. That's life. 1973, The Way We Were single released by Barbara Streisand. Why didn't they call it Memories?
Would have made more sense. Good on you, Babs.
She does say Babs. The Way We Were.
Yeah, that's the next part of the lyric.
She's a funny... she seems quite high maintenance.
What do you think?
Does she? I like her.
She cloned one of her dogs, didn't she?
I would do that.
She cloned a dog.
Would you clone Dudley?
Yes.
Exactly. I'd have to do it very quickly
too. The window's closing.
Oh, no, don't.
1989, We Didn't Start the Fire by Billy Joel is released. What a track.
Oh, yeah. We're at school then.
This was year 12.
Year 11 for me.
Graduation song.
I wore a beautiful dress that night.
Did you?
Yeah. You all right, Will?
Barbara Streisand says she cloned a dog.
Yeah, I told you.
What on earth?
She does whatever she wants.
Good on her.
Like you.
2003, Simon Black sets the record for the most disposals in a grand final.
Oh.
39. As the Lions defeat Collingwood for their repeat. We are the
bride of Christmas. What a day.
What a game. Blue and gold. We will
always fight for victory. Great.
Like Troy and Bears are home. I really like all the songs at the moment.
Footy songs are great.
They're so fun.
Brisbane's one's really underrated.
I want a new Carlton song now.
You got a new coach?
I know. What do we think about that? We haven't spoken about it.
Bossy.
Yeah.
Got a new CEO.
Yeah. I'm glad Bossy got a second crack.
So am I.
Yeah, okay, good.
More coaches should.
Yeah.
We're going to get there, guys.
No, you're not.
Yes, we are.
2013, Lorde releases her debut album. Pure heroin. We crave a different kind of buzz. Birthdays, Gwyneth Paltrow's turning 49 today. You're gonna fly away.
Glad you're gonna. That's on this day for September the 27th. I love it when we're cruising together.
The Marty Shigold Show. Triple M. The Marty Shigold Show. Triple M.
The chief architect of Melbourne's week of destructive anti-vaccine protests has been charged with incitement.
What's the penalty for incitement?
What? I don't know. Maybe it's a firm talking to. 24-year-old Harrison McLean, it's been alleged, he's been arrested at his home on Saturday morning while his followers clashed with police on the seventh day of violence. Well, it started to peter out after about two, didn't it?
Saturday.
Yeah. And then people had infiltrated that Telegram sort of community page that they were all trying to meet up and work out where they were going to sort of catch up.
Strategy.
I saw a funny tweet about that with a bloke going, well, it's Melbourne, you always meet under the clocks at Flinders Street.
I thought, well, that's always perfect.
Always been the way.
10 a.m. under the clocks?
Yeah.
Oh, no. Let's send 14 of us down to St Kilda and start screaming at people. It's a half-assed event, wasn't it? I mean, the first couple of days it was awful.
Oh, it sure was. It's horrible to see.
When they were really kicking the doors in at the CFMEU and Setka came out, I thought, Jesus, this is getting serious. And now, of course, they've been infiltrated by this far-right stuff, which is real.
This is
not me just being a QAnon guy, because I'm not a QAnon guy.
Yeah.
We have to really watch what's going on out there in the suburbs. I mean, I don't go out there often, but I'm assuming it's awful.
Well, this was happening in the city.
They were on the Westgate Bridge.
Mm. Yeah. That's what happens when you let people come into town.
Yeah. You're not supposed to be going anywhere beyond 10 km at the moment.
Stop the trains.
Oh, my God.
Plenty of ways to fix it, mate. Stop selling the Herald Sun.
The Marty Shigold Show.
Let's talk about the grand final.
Yes.
Baker Boy, of course, kicked off the pre-game entertainment, sporting a blue satin tracksuit. Just dynamic stuff.
I didn't mind it.
I liked it.
Yeah, I really
didn't
liked
like
it.
The backing dancers' outfits, though. It felt a bit Rocker Steadford to me. The overalls. If you're going to wear overalls, you've got to go the full big pig. You know what I'm talking about, Troy.
Yeah, I've worn overalls before.
Have you? Have you?
A long time ago.
Did you?
He was teased for it.
It's in the 90s.
And right. Where, why and where?
I wore them into work.
You did not.
Unironically. I wore them in here.
Were they the ones with just the little bib bit or were they?
It's hanging off the side.
Hanging off the
thing. Can we please have an overall day? Troy will both wear an overalls. I love overalls.
Oh, let's bring it back.
Yeah, overalls, I think, for ladies, and I mean, I'd hate to sound sexist or inappropriate at this stage, but overalls for men with the bib and brace kind of thing and a white tee, unless you're in the cast of Oklahoma, there's no reason for a man to ever wear overalls.
I think you think overalls in general, because the first time I wore overalls into work at our last job, you teased me so badly that I never wore them again until we came here. Because somehow, for some reason, you're a nice person.
Maybe I'm happier here. Has that occurred to you? Maybe I was desperately unhappy for years and years.
Taking
and
it
years,
out on me.
But still earning enough to stay there. Baker Boy and a great dancer too. Baker Boy was part of the Indigenous Dance Company that I was talking about pre-show
in the meeting this morning. Now I've forgotten.
Very good dancer, Baker Boy.
Hey, Yolling.
It'll come to you.
Anyway, I'll remember that eventually. And he did a bit of Kylie Minogue's Can't Get You Out of My Head. Look, as we're listening to this chat, give us a bell and tell us what you thought of the entertainment and what you think of the night grand final. I know it's a very heavily trafficked area, but I'd love to hear what the Triple M listeners thought of the night grand final. Is it something we'll continue to do going forward? Did you enjoy the entertainment? I mean, it was no meatloaf.
No.
It wasn't. 133353.
Bangara.
Bangara is the name of that group.
133353. You've got some thoughts, your opinions.
Eskimo Joe then came out and gave us a bit of. Hey, they're still on sale, don't forget, for the forum.
Oh,
in
yes.
March next year. Eskimo Joe. We'll start with John Butler, actually.
John Butler.
John Butler.
Yes.
Did a bit of.
Great Southern Land.
Great Southern Land. There was covers going on
everywhere.
Everywhere. Who you got next?
Eskimo Joe Kick.
Eskimo Joe did an In Excess cover.
They must be instructed to do covers because the same thing happened last year.
Oh, they were definitely. They would have been instructed, but I mean, of all the bands to cover, are you taking on In Excess?
Mm.
It's very brave, isn't it?
I did love the
crowd up and about. Yeah.
And Birds of Tycho with the Silverchairs, Straight Lines as well.
Birds of Tycho.
It's a lot of pressure, and then to be not performing your own songs.
I wasn't a fan of their cover of Straight Lines.
No.
But their own music was great. I thought, why are they doing a cover? Why don't they just do their own
stuff? Yeah. Well, what did you think of the entertainment? What did you think of the night grand final?
What do you think of the night grand final? It's a bloody long day, isn't it?
Yeah.
We're debriefing over the grand final. It does feel like it was about 6 months ago now, doesn't it?
Yeah.
It feels like chatting about the grand final on a Monday is a little bit redundant.
I disagree.
Should we have come in on Sunday?
Yeah, we should have come in. We should have come in on Saturday and discussed it at the time.
Called it live.
Do you think it's a night grand final? Surely it can't be a night grand final so that it's dark enough for the halftime entertainment to look good.
I hope not.
That can't be the reason.
Particularly when that last sentence, half the group of the 60 performers and their glow sticks, they were unable to get the sticks to light up.
Glow sticks?
So, I mean, how do you get a glow stick wrong?
It's not that hard, is it?
Grand final, that's got to be a priority, doesn't it?
Isn't that just... Day one, glow sticks, bang, snap them, go. You're in the wrong spot. Jenny, glow stick, Jenny. Jesus Christ.
Jenny
is shit out.
What did you think of the entertainment? What did you think of the night grand final? Tony and Druin.
Morning, legends. The entertainment was not too bad.
Yeah.
Good to have some Aussie bands.
Yeah.
But as for a nighttime grand final, as an Aussie, I was too drunk to even have a game.
I'm hearing you, Tony.
Nighttime grand final, you know.
Yeah.
But at least if they have it at 2:30, I'm somewhat half sober.
Yes.
So I can still sort of half watch it. But by 7 o'clock, mate, I'm in bed. I'm done.
Yeah, I know. It's a long day.
Yeah.
It's like the year I got Andrew McLeod in the drinking game, and he had about 40 touches.
Yeah.
And I was absolutely polled.
Drink responsibly.
Yeah, well, I mean, obviously drink responsibly, but it is a long day waiting around.
Yeah.
So you can watch the Birds of Tycho butcher a Silverchair song at halftime.
Butcher it. Did you get someone Insta, Will?
We put a poll up.
Yeah, what do they reckon?
Straw poll of the Mighty Sheer Gold Instagram community. Yeah, see what people thought of a night grand final.
Mm.
And it's interesting. So 59% at this stage have said no.
Yeah, good.
So I reckon that gap is closing now that we've had two night grand finals. I think people are starting to come around. I'm not one of them. I'd like to see the 2:30 return next year.
I think when we're out of lockdown, it'll be a different story.
It's hard to keep the excitement going, isn't it?
Yeah.
When it's not your team.
Yeah.
When you're waiting for Melbourne Bulldogs and you don't care about either of them, it's like, oh.
I did think that. In our house, it was very different because
you've got a Melbourne person
there.
Big
D's supporter. Yeah. So it was, we're distracting and we're doing things.
Yeah, and you're pumped. You're thinking about stuff.
Yeah.
But when you're a neutral observer, really, the barbecue is the only thing keeping you moving forward.
Yeah.
Because who cares how the Bulldogs go?
Thank you, Will. Thanks for the Instas.
Marty Sheargold, now on Triple M.
The Marty Shugold Show.
Picnics are okay now, aren't they?
Yeah, with I think five people from two separate households, something like
everyone
that.
Everyone's
fully vaxxed.
If you're fully vaxxed,
half vaxxed, you can meet with one other person.
Yeah, right. There you go.
And you're not allowed to drink alcohol.
Not allowed to drink alcohol. Yeah.
No one would have done that over the weekend.
A lot of people at Edinburgh Gardens drinking alcohol.
Exactly.
I wonder how many big grand final parties, covert grand final parties there were.
There's a couple happening in my street.
Was there?
Yes. Not at my house.
We'll need their details, Troy.
And dob them in.
We'll have to have them arrested. Lozzie, you love this story, and for good reason.
Yeah, it's good.
Under the title of Gorilla's Sex Act. Parents were horrified after their kids witnessed something at the Bronx Zoo. The Bronx Zoo sounds like a bit of fun, doesn't it?
In New York.
It's meant to be a very good zoo.
Is it? A good one at the Bronx.
I'm making that up. I have no idea.
Okay. That's fine.
Yeah, it'll be good. It's in New York.
I'm pretty sure, though.
There'll be people who are going, yeah, the Bronx Zoo was pretty good.
It's got 4.6 stars on Google reviews out of 28,000 votes.
TripAdvisor rating.
Yeah. That's pretty good. Yeah. 28,000 reviews to get a 4.6. I mean, that's good. Solid.
Yep. Yeah. You want to be doing something right
I mean,
there.
If you're going to lock animals up, might as well be a nice spot.
Yes.
One reportedly started performing an inappropriate act on the other ape, and the romping happened right next to the window.
Oh, no! Oh, my God!
Oh,
no!
It's pretty graphic, the photo in front of me.
It's some foreplay.
It's, well, it's more than that. It's really, it's a heavy session unfolding in front of the window.
Right in the window.
Yeah.
This wasn't on the brochure.
No. What are these animals?
Gorillas. Remember? That's why we're playing the best.
The gorillas.
I like the straight-legged approach from the gorilla that's standing up, because not only is that gorilla displaying an enormous amount of flexibility, he's also presenting to the world.
The hamstring stretch.
The hamstring stretch. This has got a real downward dog feel to it.
Keep the hammies straight.
He's working the hamstrings, and she has just laid back and said, whatever you're going to do, hurry up and do it to
me. She has her hands on the back of his head and her little feet hands grabbing onto his biceps.
But his feet, very flat-footed.
Very flat-footed.
Slightly turned out.
And he's not great. He needs a pair of sneakers on is what he needs.
Hey, still to come this morning, Mark Howard will be joining us.
Howie.
Yeah, Howie.
We got Howie over the line. It was one of the great negotiations. very expensive, Howie.
Is he?
Oh,
is he?
Really?
Top rate.
Deserve
well, he deserves
so.
It.
Of course he does. Yeah. I said to Howie when I spoke to him on the phone, because I've not met him, I said, mate, I remember when you used to call the beach cricket for 4X. Do you remember when they had that weird, crazy beach cricket series? That was the first time I remember seeing Mark Howard.
Wow, that would have been like 07.
And he was great.
Oh, yeah.
And now he is Howie. He very used to incredibly successful podcast.
Yep, on the Listener app.
And just called Howie the grand final across the weekend for Triple M.
Yep.
And, of course, he'll be working through the cricket season. Possibly for Triple M.
For
as
Triple
well.
M and Fox. For,
and Fox.
Fox Sports.
And with us after 8:30 this morning, looking forward
to that. Conor McGregor on Twitter's had a bit of a conniption in one of the most dramatic fights of the year. Alex Volkanovski, the wall heater, the Vulcan, proved his critics wrong and left a gallant Brian Ortega bloodied and beaten. I know nothing about the UFC, and I'm not afraid of that.
No, that's right.
Nor should you be.
I don't want to know stuff about the UFC.
No.
Well, you can't know everything.
It's thuggery.
Yeah, I find it a bit confronting.
It's primal. I don't like it.
Yeah.
I mean, I wouldn't mind being ringside just to experience it.
Just to get some fluid on your face.
And just go, wow, you guys are really cracking the absolute...
sweat and blood.
Some fluid on my face. Ease up, fellas. I thought this was a fight.
Hopefully it's not that guy before.
Well, what's going on? So there's fluid on my face.
In the ring.
Take it easy, mate.
That's enough.
Take it easy. Have a day off, mate. I'll take us off air.
Coming in hot from holidays. Long
what is this talking about?
Bill!
Conor McGregor took to Twitter after the Wall Heaters win at UFC 266. Does that mean there's been 266 of them? Saying, this is what Conor tweeted. I'd kick this Volovsky. I'd kick his head off like it was a rugby ball I was kicking.
Wow.
5'4" and full of muscle. That's a reference to him coming out to the Men at Work
song, yes.
Ha, 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 little fart he is, says Connor. Not even a little fart, a shart, ha, 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 jackass. What is wrong with Connor McGregor? He later deleted the tweet and replaced it with, not a bad fight, congrats, sharty.
Shartsy.
Shartsy. Sharty. So he, this Volkanovski, the wall heater, holds the title that McGregor won back in 2015. Have they ever fought?
No.
Will they ever fight?
There was some controversy about whether McGregor would come down to the weight class. I'm like you, I don't know a lot about UFC.
Is he not, is he still... Does he still play, fight?
Play. Yeah, he had a fight recently.
Does he? Okay.
He's very
retired.
No, he's not retired. Yeah. Mentally, he's retired years ago. One of the great dancers, Connor.
Worth a lot.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
No, yeah.
Sold his whiskey business for a fortune.
Yeah. Like, is that
hundreds
right?
of millions.
Wow. Did something right then.
Yeah, he's done something right.
Marty Sheargold, now on Triple M. The Marty Sheargold Show.
Can you ever hear your neighbours having a session?
Or is that what we're asking, or is it anything?
Or anything. What are they doing next door?
I used to have a neighbour upstairs in my last apartment that I could hear weeing and pooping every day.
The toilet
must have been right above.
I don't want to hear them having a tinkle.
No.
That's a cheap build.
Years ago, we lived next to a family who had a common wall.
Oh, yeah.
And the mum absolutely lost her gear one day. So much so that we stopped doing what we were doing and we actually put glasses up to the wall to hear this fight. And it was a belter. They had a teenage daughter who wasn't doing whatever she was supposed to be doing and the mum just unravelled in real time, as we all have at various stages.
That would have been my neighbours growing up.
Then she apologised to us about 2 days later. She went, look, I'm sure you heard that we had a bit of a Barney
incident.
And we were like, no, didn't hear a thing. What do you mean you had a Barney? Oh, it happens, doesn't it? Life can be funny like that.
Don't even worry about it.
Like cut to us with glasses up on the wall going, she said what?
It's so fun listening to the neighbours fight.
Of course it is. Because it's hysterical.
It's not you fighting, basically.
Yeah.
Which is always a relief. British Olympian Denise Lewis admitted not only was she bored during downtime at the 2000 Olympic Games in Sydney, but that she and other athletes would listen through the wall to their counterparts who were getting lucky, as she describes
it.
Would be a lot of that going on with all those beautiful bodied athletes.
Well, they have all the condoms, don't they, at the Olympics?
Especially at the 2000 Olympics.
Mm. Yes. It was bang fest, lots they should have called it.
Yeah.
I probably would have jagged a discus thrower. Be my luck. All the swimmers have left the village.
Why not a runner?
Gymnasts.
Gymnasts.
All the eligible gymnasts have left the building.
Weightlifter.
Yeah. What'd you say?
A weightlifter.
Oh. No, thanks. I want a swimmer or a track person. In that order.
Yes.
Discus is track.
Yeah.
I'll be like a sprinter.
Someone who moves.
Yeah. Someone who moves, not just spins in a circle and lets go a heavy thing.
I mean, you can do that.
I mean,
you did that on the weekend.
That's about all I could do at the Olympics now. I went frisbeeing in the park with the kids yesterday.
Did you feel dizzy?
Losing his hand eye.
Oh, no.
It's an awful thing to admit as you get older that you can't catch things the way.
You have to be awkward, like run after it.
Really,
over.
My running is pretty ordinary now.
We've seen you walk uphill, and that's not great.
I'm not great at walking. Denise continues, she wouldn't confess who was getting it on, but she did share that some Great Britain teammates rushed over to the room and cupped their ears to the wall for some casual voyeurism. Sessions among the world's best athletes at the top stage is nothing new, though. The 2000 Games are notorious for almost running out of condoms. Organisers ordered 70,000, but that wasn't enough, and they had to get another 20,000 condoms rushed into the Sydney Olympic
Village. How many athletes are there?
I don't know.
But 90,000 condoms, it doesn't matter how many you are. That's an enormous amount of dingers.
They're souvenirs, though.
Yeah, they would have been. Playing silly games with them and stuff.
I wonder if our friend at the Ansett website who sells Olympic merchandise would sell condoms.
Well, yeah, maybe.
From the Olympics.
We should get in touch. Themed condoms.
I'm going to email him.
Earlier this year, organisers for the 2020 Tokyo Games, 2021 as it turns out, handed out 160,000 condoms. But asked athletes to save them until after they'd left and even encouraged keeping them as souvenirs. There would have been a fair bit going on at Tokyo.
Well, you've had a few more things to worry about at the Olympics this time around in Sydney.
I reckon once you're in the village, it's gloves are off time, don't you reckon?
Well, I would have expected a bit more focus on the job at hand.
Which job? And which hand?
Oh, my God. All right.
Or do you mean hand job?
No. Oh,
God. Focusing on running or discusing or whatever it is you're doing.
Troy, come on, mate.
But I didn't say it.
Troy, you're better than that.
Yeah, you're better than that. I'll do all that stuff. You keep yourself tidy over there. What could you hear the neighbours doing? Were they having a session? Were they having a Barney? Or did they just drive you nuts playing their music on the weekend? I don't know why this story's in the news.
She was on a show.
Was she?
Sort of a game show in the UK.
This is Denise Lewis we're talking about, British Olympian. I mean, I can't believe we're talking about it either, but we're really talking about it so we can ask the question, could you hear the neighbours?
Yes.
Because she claims that at the Sydney Olympics, all she could hear most nights was people banging away in the room next door.
Yeah.
And what was Denise, what did she do, Will?
I was just wondering.
Oh, Denise, I'm not sure. Sorry, I was reading messages. Denise.
I reckon she was a sprinter. Lewis.
She looks tracky, doesn't she?
Yeah.
Track and field.
Yeah, track and field.
Yeah.
Heptathlon.
Oh,
yes, of course.
The hardest of all
in the heptathlon. Yeah.
Track and field.
She won gold in the heptathlon.
Denise, well done.
Yeah.
Good job.
Quite the talent.
Yeah, quite the talent.
Katrina in Rosebud is with us. Hey, Katrina.
Hi, guys. How you going?
Wonderful, Katrina. Could you hear the neighbours and what were they doing?
Well, we have to set the scene. Lauren.
Yes.
No, Florence, not Lauren.
Laws. It's not always Lauren.
Yes. They say Florence in Florence.
Yes.
Florence. Yeah.
So we're in our hotel room in the piazza. We just got there and we're settling in and you can hear someone practicing on the piano and you can smell someone cooking garlic.
Mm-hmm.
And as I walked past, I looked across the piazza, which was about a metre and a half, 2 metres, and there I could see a couple of bottoms.
Oh, really?
Moving in an up and down
action. Ooh, just going to work.
And I couldn't stop myself from watching it. Like, I knew it was wrong.
No, it's not wrong.
And
it's wrong if you'd broken in to watch it.
No, and I kept walking by looking, and my husband had to end up, he had to close the windows on me because I couldn't stop watching.
What's he doing? I mean, he's lost his mind. You should have stood there together and watched it and then see what unfolded between the two of you.
You're in Florence.
Yeah, well, you know, we had the music and we had the garlic and we had the scene was set very nicely.
I don't like your husband, Katrina. I'm just putting it out there. Neither does Katrina. She knows exactly what I'm talking about.
She's on board.
Yeah.
Thank you for the call, Katrina.
Just sit right back and you'll hear a tale of the tabernacle. Jesus showed up on a piece of toast. It's a tale from the tabernacle.
Tales from the tabernacle.
Tales from the tabernacle. Just those sort of revelations, as it were, from the Lord Jesus Christ, our Saviour, or indeed an earthly equivalent.
This is an earthly equivalent.
It certainly is. An evangelical pastor is being blamed. Pastor's a stupid word. Is being slammed on social media after telling his congregants that they could speed up the return of Jesus by donating money to a fellow minister's church.
Oh, righto.
Jesse Duplantis, who's a preacher based in New Orleans, who's known for his extravagant lifestyle, was appearing alongside another televangelist, Kenneth Copeland, for a church fundraiser when he claimed that he believed that God's will was for people to give money to ministers like himself. That's what he reckons God wants from the people.
Yes.
Give me money and give Kenneth some money.
And people are doing this?
And Jesus will come back quicker. and people are doing it. It's astounding, isn't it?
Sure is.
It's astounding that people watch a TV evangelist and then give him money.
These guys are massive things in America.
They're huge. And they're huge in the Shire, south of Sydney. During the telethon, Jesse also responded to criticisms he's faced over the years about his own use of a private jet.
Oh, he's got a private jet.
He's got a private jet, Jesse, which he's previously defended by claiming commercial planes are full of demons.
What?
Which is true.
Regular people.
Depending on what airline you're on.
Any tiger ring any bell?
If you're behind the curtain. I mean,
what do you do? What are you all doing back there? You're revolting.
Oh, there's seats behind the wing.
Troy, stop it.
How awful. Stay I assume relatable. That was where the luggage went.
So relatable.
Telling viewers, people ask me if I have a private jet. I say yes. And you can have it the day after the rapture because Jesse's going to heaven. That's him. He's referring to himself in the third person.
Aren't leaders of the church supposed to live in poverty or something? Like, take a vow of poverty?
I haven't met too many that do, including the Dalai Lama with his Rolex.
Oh, yeah.
I mean, they're all, as described here, they're all grifters. They're all snake oil salesmen.
Mm.
Trading in on people who want hope in their life.
Yes.
Mm.
Well, there it was.
Clinging to faith as if that's the answer.
Here we go.
That'll do.
A tale from the tabernacle. Oh. Jesus appeared somewhere weird and fun. It was a tale from the tabernacle. The Mighty Shigold Show. Triple M. Shigong Show, Triple M.
A little bird told me.
All right, let's get you up to date with what's happening around the world, around the country, and around Melbourne. A little birdie.
A little birdie told me Basil Zemplis is under fire for how he handled the grand final post-match presentation. Melbourne ended its 57-year premiership drought, as we know. Basil didn't give coach Simon Goodwin a chance to make a speech. We're not sure if that's entirely true, though.
Well, if it was Basil's fault.
If it was Basil's fault.
Kate Roffey from the Demons has defended Basil.
Yes, she was just talking to Alex in the newsroom.
I doubt he did it on purpose, but it was clearly a bit of a stuff up.
Regardless, it's extremely disappointing because hearing from the coach is one of the highlights.
I love hearing from the coach.
Mm. Mm.
Get some wonderful moments from that speech.
Well, they almost got rid of him last year too, didn't they?
Yeah.
There's always next year, guys.
Football clubs are funny things, aren't they? They're funny places. If you're not winning, you're in trouble.
Mm.
Trouble.
The pressure.
Similar to radio.
Well, that is true. That is true. Keep your head down has always been my advice in radio. Keep your head down and then pop it up and punch on and then get back down. State government to trial no jab, no entry vaccination passports in regional Vic. The greater freedoms offered to the trial sites will allow pubs, clubs and entertainment venues to allow 30 fully vaccinated people indoors and 100 outdoors, provided they can show an electronic or hard copy of their vaccination.
Yes. You can get it in your wallet now on your phone.
Yeah, well, Matthew's showing me his.
Through the Medicare app.
Let's have a look at your vaccination too while you're there.
Oh.
Hey!
Did you feel it?
Jab.
Oh, never mind.
What?
No, nothing. Never mind.
My God.
No, nothing.
No, no.
8:19.
Lauren has nothing to say.
Keeping her head down.
Hungry Jack's joins the fried chicken war. Oh, this is exciting.
This looks
really
amazing.
Hungry Jack's is moving into Australia's fried chicken war. Yum. I was not aware that we were having a fried chicken war.
No, I'm happy about it.
I'm very happy about it with a new offering to rival KFC and Red Rooster.
Oh, you know how much I love Red Rooster.
Well, I love the zinger.
You do love a zinger.
Oh, God, I love a zinger with cheese.
It's the only thing I go to KFC for.
I love a ripper roll from Red Rooster.
Yeah, you love a ripper roll, and I had a ripper roll on your recommendation, and I couldn't have been happier with
the
ripper roll.
It was amazing, yep.
Hungry Jack's is launching its Jack's Fried Chicken Burger range nationwide today. Why didn't they send some in? Mm. I'm always amazed when these places don't give us food.
Well, there's always tomorrow.
No, that's true.
Yeah.
It's been 2 years in the making. What? 2 years? They built the Eureka Tower in about 2 years. Put some breadcrumbs on it and whack it in the deep fryer, Phil.
Well, they've got a lot to compete with KFC and Red Rooster. They need to find... Did you say Punkapanyo?
Punko?
Punko crumbs.
The army base.
Are we in the fried chicken war?
They've been developing this.
For the war. That's what they do there.
That's what they do out there.
Keep your head down.
Yeah, it's Pine Gap and Pucker Panyol. Pine Gap's been crumbing chicken for years.
ATO's involved.
It's Area 51.
The bloody Americans. That's what's going on here.
Nuclear submarines.
In quite sad news, well, very sad if you're a family or friend of Alan Lancaster, who's the status quo bassist, has passed away at the age of 72, surrounded by family at his Sydney home after a battle with MS. MS is an awful thing, isn't it?
Terrible.
It looks awful, doesn't it?
Yeah, absolutely.
And to finish a little birdie this morning, Kyle Sandilands and Macy Gray were unmasked on last night's episode of The Masked Singer. I didn't know... Well, I mean, you don't know anyone's doing it, but I'm amazed Kyle did it.
You should do it.
Maybe he is.
The kebab ring any bells?
Mark Howard with us after 8:30 this morning.
Howie,
yes.
I said to him on the phone as we introduced ourselves to each other, I don't know if I can call you Mark. You don't feel Howie. Like a Mark. Yeah. And he was like, no, it's Howie.
Yeah.
It's Howie.
Howie's right, isn't it?
Yeah, Mark.
It's like Howie people Howard. Calling me Martin.
Sometimes
it's very
they do.
Funny.
It's very official.
It's very official.
Yeah, it is.
You get called Martin when you're in trouble.
Martin. Mm-hmm. Well, I don't get in trouble. Here's a fun grand final drinking game, which is obviously 2 days late.
Yeah.
But perhaps you can. I think it'll hold up for next
Watch
year.
Watch the
as well.
Replay.
Watch the replay. Yeah, do the drinking game.
We've watched the replay twice.
That's right. I knew you would have. I was going to ask you how many times you've watched the replay.
Yeah.
Living with a Melbourne supporter.
Mm.
This is a grand final 2021 drinking game, and there's all different shots and shot amounts. So one shot, two shot, three shots, or finish your drink are your options. One shot mention of Nathan Jones retiring. Got to have a shot.
There would have been a few.
A few of those.
I can't remember. I don't reckon I listened to much of the commentary on the night.
No.
So it drowns out in your own conversation.
If you have Foxtel on your TV, you can't watch 7HD. You can only watch 7HD if it's a free-to-air
Service. Yeah. Right? Right, okay.
So I had to watch the grand final in just normal...
Standard def.
Yes!
Oh, no. Yeah. Can't go back.
It was hideous.
2006.
I don't know how that can be different.
That seems silly.
Yeah, I watch 7HD on Foxtel.
On Foxtel?
Yeah. It's probably just... 207, channel 207. Instead of 107.
Just a setting. Are you telling me that I had 7HD available on my television?
And you didn't select it.
Have you been watching My Kitchen Rules on Standard Def this whole time?
I've never watched My Kitchen Rules.
SAS?
SAS. Oh, what a disaster that thing looks like. Two shots. Oh. Bailey Smith's Ice in His Veins celebration is shown.
Heartbreaking.
Get a chance to do that much.
No.
Two shots if the umpire recalls the centre bounce. Ooh.
I don't think there was one.
No, I don't think there was either.
Really good umpiring performance on the whole.
Well, when you don't notice them, they've done a good job. One shot, a player argues with an umpire over a free paid against them. Gee, you're going to have a few shots there.
Yeah, this is reckless.
This is reckless drinking.
You're going to end up not seeing the end. No, you won't know who wins.
One shot, Gil McLaughlin is shown in the crowd.
I don't think I saw Gil
in the crowd.
Mind you, I couldn't see much in standard definition.
Should have gone to 207 or whatever it is.
If I go home and find out that 207 exists, I'm going to go mental.
Let's find out tomorrow.
I don't know if I'm going home today.
Right.
Oh, okay.
See how I feel. Three shots, a mention of it being a player's first grand final. That's a good one. Finish your drink, someone goes off due to the blood rule. Yeah, that doesn't happen as much as it used to, does it? Finish your drink. The arc gets the score review wrong.
Yeah, there was one controversial Max Gawn shot. You can't say it was wrong either way.
That was pretty close, wasn't it?
It was like it went through.
If it went down to the wire, that would have been a big talking point.
Wouldn't it? Finish your drink. Melbourne's premiership drought is mentioned.
Oh.
I mean, the list goes on. I feel like I could read the whole thing and still no one would care from what I'm getting in this room.
We care.
I contributed a lot.
Maybe you need to give everyone in your party one line of this bingo board instead of the whole thing for everyone.
I didn't know what you were going to say there.
Bingo.
Starting a bit Nadia Bartel on us there.
No, like
who
one
does
row.
Lines anymore?
One row. The Marty Sheargold Show. Triple M. Oh, we got
heroes. Howie's Heroes. Oh, how about that? Howie is with us.
Welcome, Howie.
Long-term listener, first-time caller. Thanks for having me on. Nice to see all your smiling faces. How are you all?
You look absolutely stunning.
Well, the sun is shining, the footy season's finished, it's cricket season, so what's not to be happy about?
What's your favourite sport, Howie?
Cricket, to call and to play. I actually went to the Nets last week for the first time in a long time. The local boys had a run. And at my age, they young fellas are a lot quicker than they used to be, Marty. I can assure you right now.
A lot quicker. I went to the park yesterday with the kids and tried to do some frisbee work, and it was one of the saddest things you've ever seen in your life.
I'd love to have seen that.
I was trying to get the girls to lead to the frisbee. That's a difficult conversation to have when the frisbee thrower is the worst frisbee thrower in the country.
Cricket gear has changed as well, I can assure you. Helmets, which weren't around in my day with the bars across the front.
Yeah.
And they've got, I don't want to go too far into it on my first time on your show, but they've got these new boxes that are shaped completely differently and go right underneath. They're quite comfortable. They're a bit nasty, really.
In between the old arse cheeks. That far out? Is it a perineum issue? What are they trying to cover?
See, I don't want to go too far into it. I know what your show is about. I knew I shouldn't have mentioned it.
I remember, I think we chatted on the phone last week as we introduced ourselves to each other. I remember you doing the beach cricket for 4X.
Yes.
What year was that? That was years ago.
Oh, that would have had to be 15 years ago. I can still remember the boss at Channel 10 saying, we've got a beer company and you and Andy Ma can travel around the country and hang out with the likes of Viv Richards and Curtly Ambrose as they play cricket on the beach. I thought he was, not talking the truth, but it was outstanding. That sort of launched my cricket career.
It was great. It was good fun to watch. Mm. And then, of course, we've known you go through Channel 10, and now, I mean, I don't want to sort of gloss over it all, but, I mean, it's gone from Bathurst through to Fox Footy, calling the cricket now. The Big Bash, I guess, really put you in everyone's home a couple of summers ago, and now, Howie is Howie.
Well, gee, I didn't know I was coming on for you to run through my CV.
I didn't know that either until I started talking.
I heard you do,
and if people want to know Howie's story better, if you've got the time, download Will Anderson's podcast, because Howie and Will went to school together and grew up together. Mm. They were old mates. Oh. But it's a really great insight into who Mark Howard is. And it's well worth a listen.
He's a very good man who'd be very flat. He's a big Western Bulldogs man,
Will, I know.
He was very nervous going in, but he's up in Byron Bay, so I'm sure he's figured out a way to calm things down after the game.
He's always been managed to calm himself down at various times, Will. If you're in Byron, you deserve to lose the grand final.
Because
life should not be that sweet. Marty Sheargold, now on Triple M. The Marty Sheargold Show. Oh, we
got heroes. Howie's Heroes. Howie with us this morning.
Yes.
And you can grab the Howie Games podcast too on the listener app.
You're mad if you don't.
Yeah.
I mean, if you're not listening to us, you've got to be listening to Howie, I would have thought.
Listen to both.
There's your whole day covered.
There's not much else going on, is there? Let's be honest.
I'll tell you, we just had a week off. I ran out of stuff to do. Yeah. I mean, I just didn't know what to do.
I can tell you what to do. Put yourself as an entrant in the World Cup for Rubik's Cube, which is going on at the moment, mate. There's an app. So you can send through your entrance at home. But currently, I just had a look online, because I got nothing to do either. You've got to beat 4.5 seconds at the moment. So if you think you can do that...
To complete a Rubik's Cube.
Yeah.
I couldn't do one side in 4.5 seconds. I've never completed... Has anyone ever completed...
Has anyone completed
a Rubik's Cube?
I think once you've figured out...
Of course, Will has.
No, I haven't.
I've peeled all the stickers off and put it back on the outside.
You did it that way.
It's quite easy to do it that way.
That's a good way to do it. Howie, you called the grand final for Triple M over the weekend with Wayne Carey and...
Dunstall.
James Dunstall, Nate Brown, Luke Darcy, who had to call his team losing a grand final, but did it with full professionalism.
Good on him. He's a wonderful man. Dennis Cometti was working in WA calling for Triple M into that local market.
He was. So what I wanted to do, Marty, on your esteemed show is each week come up with a hero of the week. And Petrarca, Gawn, Penrith for beating the Melbourne Storm, which hurt me, but they were all fantastic. But I reckon the great Dennis Cometti with his final ever radio call, final ever call of AFL football after 40 years, started off as a DJ, as you well know, where he used to rock the leather pants at work.
Who doesn't?
Exactly, exactly. And still does around the home, he tells me, as a 72-year-old man. But I just wanted to play you guys, because it only went into the West, 30 seconds of Den's final call, because he's the hero of the week.
Yeah.
Now here's a chance for Sparrow, right on the 50, deep on the boundary, hooks it back, Brown in best position, and he's taken a wonderful mark. Long ball, Fritz was up, Gawn from the side, spoiled him, Fritz. Goes back into an open goal and kicks his four. Offhand's taken by Petrarca. Oh, Petrarca! What a goal! What a goal! The outside of his boot. He ran it right to left and it's gone straight through the middle.
There's a real changing of the guard, isn't there, Howie? Taking place at the moment with Bruce going and Dennis going and the next generation coming through, yourself included.
Well, to be honest, it was my first call of the grand final, and the boss, you and Giles, rang and said, you can call the grand final, and then told me in the next breath they were doing a pirate call in the West with Dennis Cometti. So my ability to call the grand final was that highly rated. They got Dennis to do it in another state. But anyway.
You can't beat every market, Howie.
No, but good on Den. He is, for anyone that's met him, he's not only a wonderful caller of sport, and people forget that he called cricket as a young man growing up here. Those Olympic calls, rare gold with the likes of Hackett and Perkins, he will be much missed, because he's I think he's a bit of a Martin Tyler with football, or Phil Liggett with cycling. He's synonymous with the game of football. He is football, so he'll be missed.
What caught your eye from the grand final? Because it was the first sort of three quarters, or sort of certainly two and a half, was just insane football, wasn't it?
We were saying to afterwards, as we left the studio immediately afterwards and didn't have a beer, because obviously you're not allowed to do that in Victoria, that it was the closest 70-point game of football you could ever see. At one point, halfway through the third quarter, when Jason Dunstall said, if the Bulldogs kick another goal here, I reckon they're home.
Unreal.
And Das said to him, mate, shut up, don't be jinxing our side. And then Melbourne kicked 16 to the next 17. Petrarca, Gawn, just wonderful to see. You feel for the Melbourne supporters after waiting for 57 bloody years that they can't be at the ground to see it or celebrate it. But and it rated its socks off, which was outstanding, because obviously here in Victoria, no one can go anywhere else or do anything. So hopefully that is changing soon, mate.
Do you think that's going to skew? I mean, it won't skew the corporates in terms of that number, that 4 million viewing number, but where do you sit on the sort of night grand final spectrum?
Yeah, I was a day man, and I noticed Gil said it was going to be a day grand final next year. You'd love to see a twilight, I think. It's the best for everyone. The kids can watch it. You can see sort of that nighttime entertainment set up. But to be completely honest, Marty, I'm about the footy, not about who's playing songs at halftime, but that's just me.
Yeah, no, I'm the same. I certainly don't need cover versions of certain songs at halftime, and I don't want to drag you into this, Howie, but
it's not my area of expertise, really.
I don't think it was the birds of Tokyo's either, just quietly.
Yeah. Is that how you guys have viewed it, is it?
I just don't know.
Marty has.
I mean, it was a tough one to start out with, the silver chair. I mean, and covering in excess doesn't make any sense to me.
No, like you'd think you'd play your own gear, wouldn't you?
Well, either play your own gear or go Noiseworks, you know what I mean? Like, do one you can do. As they say in the classics, play one you know, Howie.
Wow, she's a tough old crowd.
Gee whiz. Lovely chatting with you. Look forward to talking to you on Friday.
I get another run after this show.
Yeah, you're gonna
It's well easy to get on your show. Thank you. Stay safe.
Have a great day.
5 seconds. Stand by two. It's all just a little bit of
history. On this day. September 27th.
September 27th. Today is World Tourism Day.
So where the bloody hell are you?
Yeah, Lara Bingle.
Wandering along the beach somewhere. In the Whitsundays, no doubt. Looking absolutely stunning, as Lara always does.
Yeah, started things off for her.
It did.
Yeah.
It did. And then we got to follow her love life pretty much after
that's
that.
That's pretty much what happened.
Career-wise, wasn't much happening, but no. I certainly could reel off all the blokes she's dated over the years.
She's Lara Worthington now.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
She's allowed to date a lot of people.
Hey, mate. No. Yeah. Hey, whoa.
Nothing wrong with
I'm
that.
Whoa. Saying.
Hey, whoa, yeah. Whoa, whoa,
just
whoa.
Saying.
Whoa.
Dating just the same amount of people as the average person.
Whoa, whoa. Yeah.
Hey.
Hey. Hey. Oh, wait. Oh, whoa, whoa, whoa.
The ladies can do whatever they like.
Lauren does.
Yeah, I know. If there's ever a lady who's ever done whatever she wanted, it's Lauren Barry.
Florence.
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 Yes.
Yes.
Good joke. Relax.
Yeah.
1912, W.C. Handy publishes Memphis Blues, considered the first blues song ever. Oh, they must have thought there's no hope for this.
Handy.
What a stinker. Spin it or bin it, Matthew.
I would bin it.
Doesn't sound
well, you just
doesn't
ended
sound
blues.
At all.
Lacks a bit of tempo.
Oh. Yeah, but you've got to think about what came before it.
Yeah.
I mean, this is 1912.
Yeah. Gosh, yeah.
Yeah. It was ahead of its time.
Oh. It was too far ahead of its time.
Yes.
That's the problem with it. And the other problem is it's awful. 1956, the British nuclear tests at Maralinga begin with Operation Buffalo.
Buffalo soldier. Oh, that's more like it.
Bob Marley.
Oh, the Rastafarians.
Yeah.
Now, that's a belief system I could get involved in, just smoking ganja and hanging out with dreadlocks. I mean, I don't want to oversimplify.
He died of skin cancer between his toes,
He
I
had
think.
A toe issue, yeah.
Yeah.
It had been troubling him for years and he never did anything about it.
No.
I've always said I'd love to tour the West Indies when the Australian cricket team's over there.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that'd be fun.
Just stand up on the hill and see whatever happens.
You should talk to Howie about that. He's done it many times.
Has he?
Yeah.
All right, I will.
He calls the Caribbean Premier League over there.
Does he?
Yeah.
Howie.
Good beaches there.
Good beaches. Cricket we're talking about.
2008, Shane Crawford plays his final game of football in the grand final versus Geelong.
That's what I'm talking about!
What a moment.
What a moment.
Good way to go out.
300 gamer, wins a premiership in his final game. Unbelievable. Was that his final game?
Yeah.
Because didn't he go out in Tassie? Wasn't,
no.
Wasn't Shane one of those? No, it was his final game. Birthdays. Avril, hang on. Google's turning 23 today.
Happy
Google.
Birthday, Google.
Yeah. Does that mean the internet's 23?
No.
No.
Google came after it.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes. They didn't start the internet.
Didn't they?
I think the US Army started the internet.
Did they?
I believe so.
Avril Lavigne is turning 37.
Let Tool, boy.
Tools down, Blake.
Tools down, fellas. Oh, you've already put them down for a couple of weeks. That's on this day for September 27.
The Marty Shugold Show. Triple M. The Marty Shugold Show. Triple M.
I just want to get the facts.
I want facts.
I'll give you the facts.
Fact checked.
And double checked.
Oh, this is really, really fast.
A beautiful looking morning outside too.
I can't
Stunning
wait
day.
To get out there.
Yes, today.
And then
enjoy.
Get back inside and relax.
Yes. Only for 2 hours you're allowed outside.
Is it still two? I thought it was three now.
Oh, no, that changes tomorrow or the next day when we get
four?
To.
Four?
Four. From when? Tomorrow?
Picnic. Okay.
Oh, it's already four.
I've lost track.
I would consider us quite informed on the whole situation. We have
we
no
didn't
idea.
Know four.
No, that's right.
And
what
also
changes?
4 hours outside seems quite frightening now.
It does.
Now that I've become such an inside person
seeing
over the last
people.
Couple of years. I'm not
confirmed.
Seeing anyone, mate.
No. Well, I mean, walking past them in the park.
No, thank you.
Lozzo, what are you?
I don't like park people.
They don't like you.
There's a deep sadness in going to the park.
You were there with the frisbee yesterday.
Yes, yet. I was. And I felt
deeply
awful.
Sad.
I felt terrible the whole time I was there. So did my Achilles.
So did your kids, probably.
Yeah.
What's Dad doing over there?
Why is he coming?
Hobbling along.
Normally Mum does this.
Did you trip over as you went for the frisbee?
You should have seen it. What a
mess. I can imagine.
I saw a young child moving away from me at the park.
Would have been a horror show.
Because I think that child was scared I was going to fall.
That wasn't the earthquake, was it?
Oh, Will.
I had a real Mansfield vibe.
Okay.
What do you got, buddy?
Yes. We spoke about Grimes and Elon Musk breaking up earlier in the show.
Yes.
Wondered what kind of music Grimes does.
Yes, what does she do?
Her music incorporates varied styles, including dream pop, synth pop, art pop, electronic, experimental pop, R&B and hip hop. And we have some here.
Oh, my God. Right, let's find out what's happening on the roads.
Oh, it's got a real kill
like
your cat feel about it, hasn't it?
On the replay.
It does.
Oh, yeah.
Who?
Bit Rihanna.
She's ripped off Rihanna.
Has she?
On this day, Google turns 23. Celebrated date. You asked if that means the internet is also turning 23, and we laughed and said no.
Everyone laughed at me.
January 1, 1983 is considered the official birthday of the internet.
Wow. Little bit before Google.
Yeah.
83 was the internet. No, I was at school in 89 and we had a typing room.
Yeah, it was more with the big. So prior to this, various computer networks did not have a standard way to communicate with each other.
When did the sort of everyday Jeeves thing sort of?
I think probably mid to late 90s.
When did search engines become a thing?
Well, when Google was late 90s.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's
when I had my first internet.
Yeah.
It's when people were blogging and
It took half an hour to load a page.
Oh, MySpace was a bit later.
Was it?
I was certainly on Napster and LimeWire downloading songs.
That's right. Killing computers with LimeWire.
Kazam.
Didn't Metallica love that?
Yeah. Marty, you're not alone watching the grand final in low def.
Oh, really?
I think a lot of people had this issue. My mum messaged me saying she had no idea there's a high definition Channel 7 on Foxtel.
Well, I don't believe that there is.
And they also watched the grand final in low def and were cursing the television all night. So I think there might be a lot of people out there.
I could have gone into the bedroom and watched it on just a normal free-to-air telly, but it's like a quarter of a size of the telly in the lounge room.
How unfortunate for you.
Too many televisions.
A quarter of the size. So it was still quite a big television.
It's a television in the eastern wing.
Didn't make any sense. I was quite comfortable on the couch.
Of course.
Going down to the servants' quarters.
Real family day. Could have done without the kids there, I'm not going to lie. The Marty Shergold Show.
Before we go, the back ends.
I love that
intro. It's a good one.
Did you get it in one take when you did it, Loz?
Two. It was early in the day. I had to do it. My throat was not ready.
Oh, yeah.
But I made it ready.
You got to warm up. To have some honey.
It's really tough.
I'll show you a trick to get your throat ready.
I had a coffee. Never mind.
Back end. Get in touch with us during Marty Shergold Show on Insta. Slide into our DMs. Will, what do you got?
This is from, I've forgotten the name of the biscuit company. I should do them justice.
Arnott's? Oh, yeah. Come on, if it's biscuit related.
They've sent us a personalised biscuit.
Have they?
Yes. Oh. So,
where is this biscuit? Why haven't I eaten it?
You probably already have eaten it.
I didn't know it was special.
They're called Secret Biscuit Business, and that is their handle.
Secret Biscuit Business.
Oh, nice. And they have made this biscuit. I'd love them to send it in. It just reads, "You heard Bird Ted."
Oh, awesome. I love it.
If we could get some sort of collection of catchphrases, that'd be very fun.
Are they cute?
They are cute. They're good biscuits.
Where are these biscuit people? Are they local? Melbourne business?
Not sure. They don't have much information.
Send us a biscuit. From your Peter. Heroes?
In reference to today's episode, a very controversial topic.
Yeah.
You need to have your TV antenna cable plugged into the back of your Foxtel box.
And I don't.
Go to settings and select terrestrial channels.
Oh, God.
That's why I don't have it.
That will upload.
I remember now. I don't have the aerial plugged into the Foxtel.
Can you send me that message so I can send it to my mum?
I'll forward it on.
Right. So I knew I didn't have 207.
But if you have 107, you have the free-to-air channels.
Yeah, that's...
No, you've got to have your aerial plugged in.
A lot of people obviously had this problem.
How are you watching this just regular Channel 7 then?
It's the regular Channel 7 must be coming through the Foxtel.
Yeah.
I just think you should go home and put 207 in and see what happens.
No, I know there's no antenna plugged into the back because Foxtel works off the internet. Is this fun listening to Dad take you through how the TV works?
I'm glad you said it.
Wow.
Can someone show Marty how to turn the iPhone on?
Whoa.
He's having some watch issues as
well.
Wow.
I know. Yeah, that had a really good feeling too. O7's going to work.
Yeah,
that
me
was
too.
Really awful to hear and be a part of.
I should have messaged Ange before and asked her to do it.
She would have been able to fix it up in a flash.
From Madeline. I think we did silly names recently.
I've done it a few times. I'm not going to lie.
Along the journey.
I saw a funny one the other day, actually. What was that? It was a screenshot of somebody that had crossed to, it was on the BBC. Do you know it? What was it?
It's the petrol shortage in the UK, and they sent reporter Phil McCann there.
That was it.
Phil McCann. Did they do it on purpose?
What name can we send to make this funny? Channel 7's Amy Park was sent to Amy Park.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Ah, yes, yes, yes. It's like my dentist, Phil McCavity.
Yes. Yes. My partner has a client who named her kid JKMNO. It's pronounced Noel because there's no L in
that's
the name.
That's not true. I've seen that.
Are love you joking?
That can't that's be awesome. Real.
JKMNO.
Noel.
Yeah. And pronounced Noel because there's no L.
I've heard of ABCDE called Absidy, which I think is some people actually run with that.
Oh, I've heard of the Noel one. I think that might be a joke.
It's got to be.
But how is that legal?
JKNOL.
As in like the letters of the alphabet.
No, JKMNO.
Oh.
And then they get called Noel.
Right.
Because there's Noel.
I'm trying to work it out on a bit of paper in front of me. Yeah, lovely beaches there.
Lovely beaches there. Very good netball team.
Show you a banana lounge that's on that beach as well. And go there for pina coladas.
From Marty.
Marty.
G'day, Coke Can. Please pass on that Shigsy isn't fooling anyone pretending he couldn't remember the name of the Royal Hotel on Punt Road. A younger Martin Sheargold would have been all over it. Keep up the great work.
Oh, Punt Road.
Just duck into the Royal every now and then. Watch the strippers on the pool tables.
Yeah.
Finally from Min. Hi, guys. Following on from Marty's story about the Farmacia in Italy, I went to a pharmacy in Rome looking for some aloe vera on a nice Roman sunburn. Mm. In my haste of pointing to an item on the counter which said aloe vera and explaining in my best Australian, aloe vera, sunburn, ouch, ouch, the woman behind the counter said, no, no, when I looked at the item, it was aloe vera lube.
Oh, no.
Ouch, ouch. Sunburn, sunburn.
Hello, Vera.
What are you doing here?
Why have you come as a bottle? Chat to you next time. It's the Marty Shigold Show from Triple M.
The Marty Shigold Show. Mucking around, having a bit of fun. Triple M.